The terror threat that's already shut down U.S. embassies across the Muslim world zeroed in on Yemen today after the State Department urged American citizens and many U.S. government personnel to depart. Americans and other foreigners streamed to the airport in Sana'a after the State Department warned of an extremely high threat level. And at the fortified U.S. embassy, non-essential staffers were ordered to leave, flown out by the U.S. military. But in Washington, State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki would not call it an evacuation.
Let me just make clear what this is and what this is not. This is a reduction in staffing. We still have a presence in Yemen, but we'll continue to evaluate. I don't have any updates on when staff may return.
It was reported that today's order to leave, coming after widespread embassy closings and a worldwide travel alert, was triggered by a communication between al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and Nasser al-Wuhayshi, the chief of its affiliate, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. The Yemeni government objected to today's U.S. order, but did cite specific intercepted threats.
There were attempts to control key cities in Yemen. The plot was planned by al-Qaeda for the 27th day of Ramadan. The aim was to control two important ports by dropping in al-Qaeda members wearing military uniforms who would pretend to ask for Ramadan tips owed to them. Then they would attack.
AQAP has tried to mount operations outside Yemen, too. The failed 2009 Christmas Day bomber and the 2010 plot to ship explosives in printer cartridges to the U.S. The U.S. has launched multiple drone strikes in Yemen, including one today that killed four suspected al-Qaeda operatives.